Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your love and for your care. We thank you for all that you've done for us in our lives. You, Lord, have shown us love as in such a way that has given us strength and hope in so many situations. And we ask you, Lord, today for that love to reveal to us what it is that you want us to know. We pray for your encouragement and even for your challenge in our lives. We may take what it is your Holy Spirit is whispering to us and live it in each of the situations which we will find ourselves in. And Lord, anything that is not from you, we pray, is forgotten. But that which is from you, we pray, we keep upon our hearts forever. We thank you for your gracious love. In the name of Jesus, amen. John chapter 13, verse 31 to 35. When Judas had gone out, Jesus said, "Now the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself and will glorify him at once. Little children, I am with you only for a little longer. You will look for me, and as I said to the Jews, so I now say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Set the scene here. So Jesus is in the upper room with his disciples. They've sat down. They've had what is traditionally known as the Last Supper. It's a Passover feast. That Jesus changed a little bit to fit the appropriate situation. In the middle of the Passover feast, Jesus reveals to them that one of you will betray me, and reveals that that one person is Judas. Judas then gets up and leaves to help to go prepare the rest of the night for the actual betrayal. I assume he goes to the guard, to the chief priest, gathers up the guards, tells them where it is Jesus will be in a couple hours, you know, that sort of thing. While that's happening, Jesus says this to his disciples. The Passover feast is a wonderful celebration in the life of the Jewish people. It is celebrating the moment that God brought them out of Egypt from captivity. It's a declaration of saying that God loves us and this is what God has done for us. That God set us free because we are God's chosen people. It's a great celebration which they have, a wonderful feast and a time just to thank God for God's presence. So a happy occasion. In the midst of this, however, Jesus lays this bombshell on them. He says, "I'm about to die as soon as tonight or tomorrow, that I will be betrayed into the enemy's hands." One thing that you don't do when you're having a celebration is you bring up bad news. It's a real bummer. And for the disciples, it floored them. Though, admittedly, Jesus did warn them three prior times to this, that I will be betrayed and I will get arrested, and I will be beaten, I will be crucified. Jesus was very open about this throughout their life together. But this is the night. This is when it's going to happen. And the disciples, admittedly, weren't very happy about this. Now, this is also amongst Jesus' last words. As a person who speaks, communicates in his life, I have been taught that people's memories are fickle things. You know, I could stand up here, then there are people who are able to do it, preach 45-minute, hour-and-a-half sermons, and people remember everything, and they are latched on to every word. I am not naive to think I am one of those people. You won't get an hour and a half sermon out of me because I know you will stop paying attention after the first 10 minutes at least. Not because of you, but because I'm just not that kind of speaker. And so what I've learned is this, is that when you preach, when you speak, most people remember the very first thing you say and the very last thing you say, and the things in the middle are just kind of, you know, mixed up a little bit. That's okay. It's just the way our minds work. And so Jesus lays upon them a last commandment. Maybe one of his most final things that he says to his disciples before he dies. Something important and something to be paid attention to. Jesus has just been betrayed. The disciples' world has been turned upside down. Jesus will die in a very short amount of time. And Jesus, in the midst of that, says, "Now I will be glorified." He says, this is a good thing. This is what needs to happen. He says, "But I leave you with this, to love one another." How many of you have been in stressful situations throughout your life? It's a constant thing, right? I mean, you can't get away from it, and you can't plan for it. Some of the most stressful situations in the life of a person usually ends up happening in some of the most joyous occasions. How many of you remember that Christmas celebration that went awry? How many of you remember that Thanksgiving celebration where your grandmother said something she probably shouldn't have said? How many of you remember that birthday celebration that didn't happen the way anybody wanted it to? My grandfather died December 9th, right around Christmas time. Nobody should die around Christmas time. Christmas time's a happy, happy time. But, you know, life happens. And life doesn't ask us if this is a good time. It just happens. And so in those times, how many of you remember a lot of fighting and bickering going on? A lot of issues being raised. Stress is high enough already in those times, and you add life on top of it, and sometimes we just fall apart. How many of you in the midst of stress had said something to a loved one, one you truly cherish, something that you wish you hadn't said? I'm sure we've all done it at times. Jesus, in the midst of this high-stress situation, gathers his disciples around them, sits them down and says, this needs to happen, but I want you to remember this. In spite of everything that goes on, everything that's about to happen, love one another. For in loving one another, people will know that I am yours and that you are mine. It sounds like such a simple command. Jesus just tells his disciples in the midst of all that's going on to love each other. So that when people see you, they know that you're mine, so that no matter what's going on in life, you're able to love one another. It sounds simple, right? But when they go out to the Garden of Gethsemane, do you remember this story? Jesus goes out to the Garden of Gethsemane. He's about to be arrested. One of the disciples does what? Gets a sword and attacks another person. He forgot the lesson already. But we need to live this every day in our lives. To be set apart from the rest of the world, we need to love one another. Do you know what I like to do for entertainment's sake? And I should stop doing it because it makes me depressed at times. How many of you have stopped watching the news because you just can't take what's going on? It's just like, I'm done. Do you know what I enjoy doing? So along the same lines, I like going on to news articles online, and I like to keep up with what's going on in the world. I think it's important so I can talk to people about things, you know, that sort of thing. I should just stop there, read the news article, and then quit. I like reading the comments. Do you think Jesus' command to love one another is present in the comment section? Maybe a couple people here and there. It takes effort to love one another in the way that Jesus loves us. It takes effort when someone really gets you upset to be able to say to them, I love you. You hurt me with the things you said, but I love you and I will always love you throughout your life. no matter what's going on in our lives, and I know some of us have been tested to the max. But Jesus is unrelenting in this commandment. My prayer for each and every one of us and for me is that people will know that I am a Christian by the way that I have loved, by the way that I have lived. And not that they give me credit for that, but that I give credit to the Holy Spirit working through me. I pray that people know that Trinity Church is Christian by the way that we live, by the way that we love. That either when people enter here or when we go out and meet people, that they're able to meet Jesus, that they're able to meet followers of Jesus, no matter what's going on. It's a wonderful challenge, but a difficult one. One I pray that we support each other in, and I thank God for that.